Will the groundhog be snowed under? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. It's Groundhog's Day 2022. A 3,000-mile-long swath of the country is bracing for a big winter storm, threatening to bring a foot of snow or more from the Rockies to the Great Lakes tonight into Thursday. Chicago is hoping that history doesn't repeat itself.
Groundhog Day blizzards. We've had a pair of those in both 2011 and 2015. 21 inches back in 2011, 19 inches in 2015. And while those totals aren't forecasted, OEMC says anything is possible and they are prepared for what they call outlier lake effect, which could bring heavier snowfall than expected.
That's reporter Anthony Ponce at Fox 32 in Chicago. A year ago, a winter storm knocked out wind turbines and power generators in Texas, causing power outages that left 200 people dead. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it won't happen this time.
At least 99%, if not more, of the power generators in the state of Texas have passed inspection or are fully operational.
Texas expecting mostly sleet and freezing rain. By the way, in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, home to the most celebrated groundhog, the forecast today, partly sunny, low 40s. Two school security officers were shot to death Tuesday at a college in Northern Virginia.
Bridgewater College President David Bushman told the family and friends of campus police officer John Painter and safety officer J.J. Jefferson,
"Please know that we are here for you. We're all grieving with you."
The officers were called to engage a suspect, Alexander Wyatt Campbell, that state police spokesperson Corinne Geller says was at a campus building where he shouldn't have been.
After a brief interaction with the man, the subject opened fire and shot both officers.
Campbell was wounded and fled, but was later captured with help from several agencies.
Fox's Gernal Scott in New York City today, the funeral for murdered NYPD officer Wilbert Mora. America News, listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden says he is not giving up on his big social spending plan despite not having the support from a key senator.
Senator Joe Manchin has declared President Biden's Build Back Better bill dead, but the White House is not in mourning yet. President Biden says he wants the nearly $2 trillion bill passed, even if it has to be done in parts. Senator Manchin first doomed the bill late last year during Democrats' failed, frantic push for passage. He said it was too expensive and would continue to drive up inflation.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. In the short term, the White House trying to lower expectations for Friday's January jobs report.
The month's jobs report may show job losses in large part because workers were out sick from Omicron at the point when it was peaking during the period when the week where the data was taken.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The experts are projecting the economy added only about 150,000 jobs last month. That's lower than December's number, which was lower than November's. But Wall Street higher again Tuesday. The Dow gained 273 points. NASDAQ up 106. The S&P 500 closed 31 points higher. Early morning Dow futures are trading down slightly. A controversial daytime TV host has been told to take some time off of her job.
Whoopi Goldberg's been suspended from The View for 2 weeks, with the head of ABC News, Kim Godwin, saying Goldberg's been asked to learn about the impact of her comments. Goldberg said Monday the Holocaust wasn't about race. It's about man's inhumanity to other man. The comment condemned by several prominent Jewish leaders, like Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who said everything about Nazi Germany and about the targeting of the Jews and about the Holocaust was about race and racism. Goldberg's apologized, saying she understands now why so many people were upset. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.